We're in the 10th parak, in the middle of Mishnah Beis, which began v'chol hamekudesh mechaveru kodem es chaveru. Now, when you have two things in front of you, you will do that which is more mekudesh, that which has more sanctity, which has more holiness. So, the middle of the Mishnah of Mishnah Beis continues and discusses the following: and the asham, the guilt offering, is kodem l'soda l'el nazir. And Todah offering, Thanksgiving offering, when a person is spared from certain dangers, or El Nazir, as well as after a person who made the vow of Nazirus has to bring various offerings, including a Shlomim. So in this situation, if you would have all these offerings in front of you, in the Beis Mikdash, the Asham, this guilt offering should be done first. Neshihu Kachi Kedoshim. Because the Asham has a higher level of sanctity, which is called Kachik Kedoshim. However, when it comes to the other offerings, the Todah as well as the El Nazir, they're only Kedoshim Kalim, the lesser of sanctity, and therefore the Asham is first. Then the Mishnah tells us that HaTodah of El Nazir Kodem Ushlamim. That when it comes to the Todah and the El Nazir, so these offerings will come before the Shlamim, the peace offering. Mnei Shehein Necholon Liyom Echad Utunim Lechem, for two reasons. First of all, when it comes to the Todah and the El Nazir, there's a shorter span of time which one is able to eat it. You only have one day. When it comes to a Shlomim, you have an additional day, and therefore certainly one should focus there, should have that, do that first. Also, Utunim Lechem, when it comes to the Todah, it's necessary to have, along with this offering, 40 breads, some which are of lechem, some which are leavened, some which are unleavened, which is like matzah. And also, when it comes to the El Nazir, also it's necessary to bring bread, to have 20 breads. However, when it comes to the Shlomim, the peace offering, there is no bread that is accompanied with it, and therefore, because of that, it's brought afterwards. Shlomim kodmin lebechor. However, the Shlomim does take precedence and comes before some offerings, such as the Bechor. Why? Mivnei Shehem Te'unim Matan Arba Smicha Nesachim U'Tenufas Chaz V'Shok. It says because the Bechor does not have any of the following things which the Shlomim has. First of all, the Shlomim, we do apply its blood onto the Mizbeach, two applications, which is like four, because it's put on the corners, and therefore since it's on the corner, it goes onto both sides of the Mizbeach. With smicha, also when it comes to the shlomim, it's necessary to put all of your weight onto this animal, which is another part of the avodah, which is not done when it comes to the carbon, when it comes to the bechor. The sachim, in addition to the shlomim, it also requires a minchas nesachim, which includes a flour offering, which is mixed with oil, as well as a wine libation, the tenufas chaz v'shok. Lastly, the Mishnah tells us that one has to take the breast and the thigh, and it is to be waved in all directions, comparable to that of the lulav and esrog. That is something which is done as part of the shlomim offering, and therefore, because of that, that will take place before the bechor.